KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. Reese Witherspoon is the angry, wounded soul of Wilde. She commands the screen throughout her heroine's 1,100-mile journey of self-discovery and self-repair, on foot and mostly alone, from the Mojave Desert to northern Oregon along the Pacific Crest Trail. It's a sensational performance, the best of her career. The hiker Cheryl carries only a huge pack on her back. Reese Witherspoon carries the whole movie. Even though this screen adaptation of Cheryl Strayed's autobiographical bestseller is burdened, like the book, with life lessons and unneeded explanations that it dispenses like cliff notes at every opportunity. The story starts with Cheryl in mid-journey in a moment of terrible crisis. Then it goes to a Mojave motel and the start of her adventure. Watching her stuff an impressive array of camping equipment into her backpack, it's obvious that she's unfamiliar with some of the gear that her life may depend on. That's who she is, though, a woman in her 20s who's made an impulsive decision to seek solace in the wilderness after the shattering loss of her mother to cancer and a series of personal disasters that have left her feeling lost to the world and to herself. These disasters include childhood trauma, a painful divorce, rough sex, and hard drugs, and they haunt Cheryl in flashbacks that repeatedly interrupt her Pacific Crest odyssey. At least I saw them as interruptions, since I responded best to moments of sustained, straightforward drama, a sequence at a camping site when an older man with a wealth of experience lightens Cheryl's load by persuading her to toss her surplus gear. Another sequence when two hunters with dubious motives come upon her in an isolated meadow. Yet that's what the movie is, for better or worse, not a straight-line account of a heroic hike and its vicissitudes, but a mosaic of pain, misadventures, and cherished memories. The worst part is the weight of all those lessons and gratuitous hints that the flashbacks provoke, the repeated admonitions by Cheryl's mother to find your best self and put yourself in the way of beauty. Cheryl's announcing that I'm going to walk myself back to the woman my mother thought I was, and her reflecting at the end that after I lost myself in the wilderness in my grief, I found my own way out of the woods, as if we didn't understand what all that walking was about. The better part involves Cheryl's recollections of her fraught relationship with her mother, Bobby, who's played by the radiant Laura Dern. Bobby is volcanic in expressing her mother's love, then movingly vital in the face of death. And the best part is Cheryl's spiritual yet also visible regeneration on the trail. While the script keeps explaining its heroine's state with eloquent words about redemption, forgiveness, and self-acceptance, Reese Witherspoon shows what Cheryl is feeling from southwest start to northwest finish. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.